From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austrian government says the number of dead found in a truck trailer full of refugees on an Austrian highway is higher than first estimated, with 70 or more victims now believed to have suffocated during their journey. Joel Millman, a press officer for the International Organization for Migration, spoke with VOA from Geneva.
It's shocking because we're talking about a population that's already crossed from very dangerous places across the Sahara Desert or into the Mediterranean, where many have drowned. So to see this happening in Europe is quite shocking.
Thursday's discovery came as Western Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's migration crisis. More than 250,000 migrants crossed the Mediterranean to Europe this year. Nearly 2,400 people have died making the journey. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has proposed the creation of a three-person team to investigate chemical weapons attacks in Syria. In 2013, the United States and Russia jointly demanded that Syria get rid of its chemical weapons to avoid what would almost certainly have been a U.S. military strike in response to a poisonous gas attack on civilians in Damascus. But the attacks have continued, and there are concerns that Syria is using other toxic agents such as chlorine gas. A new report is indicating that Pakistan is building 20 nuclear bombs a year and could become the world's third largest nuclear power within a decade. The U.S.-based Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and the Stimson Center says Pakistan could possess at least 350 nuclear warheads. Only the U.S. and Russia have more. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military and Russia-backed rebels have carried out a prisoner exchange in eastern Ukraine, a result of an agreement this week by the two sides to halt the ongoing violence. By September the 1st, officials from both sides say 12 rebel prisoners were swapped, about the same number of Ukrainian servicemen. Separately, Ukraine accused Russia-backed rebels of multiple ceasefire violations. Greece has a new prime minister. She is a female. Supreme Court Judge Vassasiki Tano was sworn in as a caretaker and head of government on Thursday. She and her cabinet will run the country at least until early elections are held in September. The former leftist prime minister, Alexis Tsipras, resigned last week following an uprising in his Syriza party over the tough terms of the EU bailout loans. A new political survey shows that billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump increasing his lead in the crowded race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. He has 28% support among Republican voters, easily topping his nearest challenger in the 17-candidate field, former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, who has 12% support across the country. Meantime, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton continues to lead the Democratic presidential contenders. Her lead, though, is dwindling because of email difficulties while she was in government service. President Obama traveled to the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, Thursday to meet with residents of the city devastated by Hurricane Katrina. 10 years ago tomorrow, the storm hit New Orleans, leaving 1,800 people dead. Mr. Obama spoke about the city's recovery from massive floods and its potential for future growth. Thursday's trip is the ninth time Mr. Obama has traveled to the state of Louisiana, including a visit in 2010 when he spoke at Xavier University to mark 5 years since Hurricane Katrina. Asia markets continued a global rally today, led by Japan, where the Nikkei index rose 3%. Shanghai followed with a rise of 2% one day after gains of more than 5%. The global rally began on Thursday after days of market turmoil driven by fears of China's economic growth slowing. In a volatile trading session in New York on Thursday, the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, industrials and the Nasdaq all gained well over 2%. Key European indexes advanced more than 3%.
That's the latest world news from VOA.